News Talk 1620 WTAW, our Friday afternoon visit with folks from the College Station Police Department, and today visiting with Officer Michael Kennedy, who is the coordinator of the College Station Police Department's community bike ride, which is taking place tomorrow morning. And Michael, let's visit a little bit first of all about how all this came about and what you all are trying to do with this tomorrow.
Yes, sir. The program is called Badges and Mics. Back in December, we gave away 24 bikes to deserving kids in our community, and we wanted to bring those kids back out and make them VIP guests to a community bike ride, bringing the community back in with us, teaching these kids as well as everyone else in our community a little bit of what we do as bicycle officers for the city, as well as bring the health and safety aspect of bike riding and promote that to the citizens of College Station.
And then out of the donation of the bicycles, then sounds like what you're doing tomorrow is sort of an expansion of that, giving anyone an opportunity to essentially ride along with you.
Yes, absolutely. We want anyone and everyone that's interested in bike riding, if you haven't ridden in 20 years or been riding every day since then, you need to come out with us tomorrow. And it's going to be a short ride, only about 2 miles long, but we're going to do some safety things within that ride and teach people how to ride safely. From kids with training wheels all the way to as old as you can be and still ride a bike.
Let's talk about where this is going to start and at what time.
It'll be tomorrow morning at Bee Creek Park in the southeast cul-de-sac down there in the bottom. It's going to start at 10 o'clock. Registration will be from 9 to 10. We're going to start the ride as close to 10 o'clock as possible, and it shouldn't take more than tops an hour.
For those who are not going to be able to participate, can you share with us some of the things that that concern you all as law enforcement regarding bicycle safety and the things we should be doing, whether we're on a bike trail or whether we're riding in our neighborhood along the side of the street?
Absolutely. As bicycle officers, we have obviously the opportunity to know the law and to understand the law, and a lot of people just simply don't. Bicycles really should be treated as vehicles, and according to the law, they are treated as vehicles on the roadway. You should ride your bike on the road at all times and treat it as you would a car. If you need a turn, you need a signal. If you have a stop sign, you should stop. Some basic tenets of treating a car as a vehicle, you would treat a bike and a person on a bike as a vehicle for any and all traffic laws and considerations, therefore.
Visiting with Officer Michael Kennedy of the College Station Police Department again tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock, community bike ride taking place beginning at 10 at Bee Creek Park. And Michael, as we're continuing to visit about bicycle safety, let's put it in the mindset of motorists, whether they're behind the wheel of a car or they're doing a motorcycle or pickup or something else. But again, the types of things we need to be looking out for as we deal with bicyclists on the street.
Absolutely. First and foremost is share the road. I've done many a road ride in my personal bike and ridden around town, obviously, with the unit. And sometimes people just don't see or treat a bicycle as a vehicle. And that's the easiest thing to do is share the road with them, wait for a good opportunity to pass, don't crowd them, and be mindful that they're there. They may turn or do something according to what they have going on. If they have a obstacle on the roadway to get around, they're going to do the same thing a car would do and make maneuvers to get around that. Just be aware that they're there. Obviously, at night, bicycles should have headlights on them, reflectors on the back. Always wear a helmet because you never know what's going to happen. I've almost been involved in a couple of accidents myself. And I've made mistakes, or vehicles around me have made mistakes, and they will just save your life.
And we are blessed to be in an area where bicycling, for the most part, can occur virtually year-round, since we really don't deal with snow and ice all that often. And when a day is not windy and we don't have real steep hills around here, the conditions are just really great to be able to enjoy, or maybe bicycling can be somebody's primary mode of transportation. And it's just awfully important for all concerned to be able to watch out for the other guy and practice that defensive driving.
Absolutely. Just keeping an eyeball out for, or if you're on a bike or in a car, of the things going on around you. We live in an area, again, that's beautiful weather, and even when it's a day like today, it's not a bad day to be out there on a bike. Exercise is beginning to be paramount again in our society, and probably should be. I think it's a great thing, and I wish more people were able to and were willing to get out and ride a bike and show the virtues of it.
Have I missed anything that listeners ought to know about tomorrow morning or about bicycling in general?
It's going to be a little bit chilly tomorrow morning. We're looking at the forecast. It's going to be around 45 to 50 degrees, so bundle up. Obviously, if you're going to be out there riding, so you're going to be creating some own internal heat of your own, but bundle up, bundle the kids up so that they do stay warm. We're going to have probably some hot chocolate and water provided out there, and it's going to be a fun time for everyone.
And again, that's tomorrow morning. 10 o'clock is when the ride begins. Michael mentioned the registration begins at 9 at Bee Creek Park and College Station, and about the only requirement I'm hearing is that you got to have a bike, right?
That's it. Come on out.
Very good. Again, Officer Michael Kennedy with the Station Police Department with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.